Welcome to B Movie Bliss. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another spine-tingling episode of B Movie Bliss. I'm your host, Brian, and today we're diving deep into the gory, campy world of horror with a true cult classic, The Evil Dead. The Evil Dead, a film that has terrified and tickled the funny bones of audiences for decades. If you're unfamiliar with this gem, it's like taking a roller coaster ride through a haunted house filled with possessed trees, ancient Sumerian demons, and a hero with a chin that could cut glass. Strap in, folks. Now, before we jump headfirst into the blood-soaked woods, let me just say, there's a fine line between bad and B-movie gold. And The Evil Dead walks that line like a drunken tightrope walker in a hurricane. It is so bad, it's brilliant. The story follows our brave protagonist, Ash, played by the incomparable Bruce Campbell. Ash and his friends head to a cabin in the woods for a little R&R, but instead, they find a Book of the Dead, accidentally unleash demonic forces, and all hell breaks loose. Literally. But hey, we've all been there, right? Now, let's talk effects. The practical effects in this film are like a low-budget magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat made of spaghetti. The blood is so obviously corn syrup, and the demons look like they raided the local Halloween costume store. But you know what? That makes it so damn charming. The tension in this movie is palpable, and not just because of the creepy demons. The pacing is like a caffeine-fueled sprint through the woods. You barely have time to catch your breath before another possessed soul is trying to take a bite out of Ash's boomstick. Oh, the boomstick, the most iconic shotgun in horror history. Ash's trusty sidekick in this fight against the supernatural. It's like the Excalibur of B-movie weaponry. Groovy. Now, let's talk about the cinematography. Sam Raimi, the mad genius behind this mayhem, employs the now-famous shaky cam to convey the perspective of the demonic force. It's like the camera itself is possessed. You might need a dose of Dramamine after watching, but it's all part of the charm. And can we talk about those trees? Those possessed trees that attack our heroes? I'll never look at the forest the same way again. Mother Nature gone wild. Looks like they really branched out with those horror elements. Alright folks, it's time for the B-Movie Bliss rating. Drumroll please. I give The Evil Dead an 8 out of 10 chainsaws. It's a bloody good time, and it's got the perfect mix of horror and hilarity that defines the B-movie genre. Well, that's it for this episode of B-Movie Bliss. If you haven't experienced the glory that is The Evil Dead, grab your boomstick and give it a watch. And remember, sometimes a bad movie is just what the doctor ordered for a night of laughs and scares. Until next time, stay blissful, B-movie lovers.